It is by the grace of God.
我们现在已经到了第十一章。
We come to chapter 11.
罗马书一共有几章
？How many chapters are there in Romans?
一共有十六章。
16.
那我们已经过了多久了
？How long have we been having this?
我们已经过了差不多两年半了。
More than 2.5 years.
超过了吗？两年半，超过了。那么你说还有多久啊？
How long will we go now?
韩牧师这么慢，会不会讲的耶稣再来没讲完呢
？So slow, will you pray until Christ returns?
罗马书第十二章
，In the book of Romans chapter 12,
可能要用一年的时间。
I will use 1 year.
像希伯来书第十一章
，So Hebrews chapter 11,
我们用了差不多一年两个月还没完。
We use 1 year and 2 months, we are not finished.
我不是要浪费时间
，It's not I want to waste the time.
不是要故意拖
，Not to drag it purposely.
我们把神的道讲的透彻，讲的精细。讲到大家真的明白。
Well, I want to preach the word so clearly and so thoroughly so that you will understand.
所以每次你念完，你才来听。
So every time after you read it, then you listen.
你念完有祷告才来听。
And after you pray, then you listen.
一边听一边在祷告。
So on one hand you listen, on one the other hand you pray.
像你可以活活领受生命的道。
Then we live in me, you want to receive the living word.
生命的道有活活引爆。你的生活
the work of life will lead your life in a living
使我们不但知道
not only that we know
明道
understand
我们信道
but believe in the word
我们也可以行道
or could be the doer of the word
Amen 现在我们大家打开罗马书第十一章
Now let us turn to Romans chapter 11
罗马书第十一章
Romans chapter 11
我们再从这一个第六节再来读
Reading from verse 6, I'm sorry.
一直念到第十二节。
Up to 12.
大家一同来读。既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典。这是怎样呢？以色列人所求的，他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的人就成了晚更不化的。如经上所记，上帝给他们昏迷的心。眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日，大卫也说：“愿他们的筵席变为网罗，变为基建，变为绊脚石，做他们的报应。愿他们的眼睛昏蒙，不得看见。愿你时常弯下他们的腰。我且说，他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断骨不是，反倒因他们的过失。”救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们发愤。若他们的过失为天下之富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？第十二节以后我自己读，我对你们的外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的这份，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发愤。好叫他们一些人，若他们被丢弃，可以救他们一些人；若他们被丢弃，天下就得与上帝和好。他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？所献的心面，若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。若有几根枝子被折下来，你这野橄榄则接在其中，一同得着橄榄根的肥子，你就不可向旧枝子夸口。若是夸口，当知道不是你脱出根，乃是根脱出你。我们读到这个地方。
We stop the reading here.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你真理的圣灵引导我们的思想，引导我们的意念。引导我们的听觉，使我们所领受的话语进入我们的知识，我们的头脑里面，我们可以用敬畏你的心去思想思考你话语的时候，你就光照我们的心，使我们所思想所明白的道在我们心中产生感动，好叫我们不但领受你的道，领受光照，领受感动，我们从内心的深处产生出真正的顺从，从信仰出来。说你听我们的祷告，我们恳求你把这又难懂又深奥的真理，向我们这些愚昧的人显明出来。愿你赐福你的仆人，把你的话传讲清楚。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我们上个礼拜已经思想到 因为犹太人的刚硬，所以恩典就从犹太人转到外邦人那里。
Last we have spoken that because of stubbornness in the Israelites, now the grace turned to the Gentiles.
所以就告诉我们，神有他固定的原则，向全世界施行他的救恩。
It is only to say that God has determined plan and grace to preach His grace to people.
先是犹太人，后是外邦人。
The first the Jews and then the Gentiles.
神先从一个人开始。
God has begun with a single person.
建立一个家。
To establish a home.
从一个家开始。
From a home it begins.
建立一个族。
To establish a race.
从一个族开始。
From a race begins.
那把恩典临到这个历史中。
Then God has given grace to the history.
以色列民族。
The Israelites.
是从亚伯拉罕的时代。
It comes from the time of Abraham.
一个人。
One person.
直到以撒
until Isaac,
到雅各
and Jacob,
直到十二支派
and the 12 tribes,
成为一个敬畏上帝的民族
become a race that fear God
上帝就借着这一族犹太人
and God through this great called Israelite
十二支派对上帝的敬畏对上帝的信仰
the 12 tribes were faith and fear to the Lord
来预备他的救恩临到全世界所有的外邦人的身上
to prevent salvation to come to the people of all the world
所以圣经的救恩是从犹太人而来的
and so that's why the Bible says that the grace of God comes from one person
借律法赐给摩西
through the law is given to Moses
借着基督到这个世界上来
through Christ come to the world
那么救赎的恩典就从基督临到全世界
and the grace of salvation through Jesus Christ come to the whole world
因为犹太的被预备
because the Jews are prepared
就是预备基督的来
being prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ
是不是犹太人很爱惜上帝给他们的恩典
is it the Jews treasure the grace of God
是不是犹太人非常尊重神赐给他们的话语呢
Is it they honor the word of God given to them?
不是的
No
所以你看见犹太被拣选不过是真正选民的一个预表吧
So you see the Jews are being elected only by the prefiguring of the true election
他们是肉身被拣选的人
In the flesh they are being elected
就预表在灵性里面被神真正拣选的选民
Only to prefigure the election of those who are truly elected in the spirit
从耶稣基督的话里面我们看见
From the word of Jesus Christ we see
从肉身生的就是肉身
He who is born of flesh is of the flesh
从圣灵生的才是灵
He who is born by the spirit is spirit
所以犹太人是选民
So the Jews are elect
是肉身的选民
The physical by flesh
是看得见的地上的选民
A visible earthly elect
透过这个选民
Through this elect
上帝赐下律法
God has given the law
上帝赐下先知
God has given the prophet
使律法把上帝的公义圣洁良善表现出来
The law manifested the righteousness and also the goodness of God
先知把上帝的救赎上帝的预备上帝所赐下的救主预言出来
And the prophet also has prophesied the salvation Savior that God has prepared
借着律法人知道人已经远远离开神永远达不到神的标准
Through the law we know that we left God far away cannot reach the standard of God
就是救赎的恩典救主的生活我们看见只有他才真正达到神的标准
Through the grace of salvation to the life of Jesus Christ then we know that he has truly established the will of God
所以犹太以色列民族是为了预备基督的来到
So the Jew is for the sake of preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ
先知的预言是预言基督救恩的成就
The prophecy of the prophet but prophesying the completion of the salvation
而基督成就救恩之后是为了全世界可以领受上帝的
And after Christ accomplished salvation it's so that the whole world can receive the salvation
在第二章的时候已经很清楚讲到
So in the second chapter we see so clearly
犹太人有了律法却不因为律法悔罪而因律法骄傲
The Jews have the law but they don't repent because of the law but proud because of the law
当他们违背律法的时候
So when they go against the law
神赐下先知责备他们他不因为他们在先知责备之下痛苦流泪相反他们杀害先知
God has given the prophet to rebuke them but they don't repent because of the rebuke but also they kill the prophet even
其实这个犹太人对律法的背叛对先知的迫害
So the rebellion of the Jews and the laws and also persecuting also the prophets
不过是我们整个人类 人罪性中间软弱这个写照。
It is only but also a manifestation of the weakness of you as a humankind.
所以用神的眼光来看，他对世界是太失望的。
So from the perspective of God, he is disappointed with the whole world.
那么神是慈爱的，为我们预备救恩。
So God has grace, he wants to prepare for our salvation.
神也是公义的，为我们预备审判。
And God is righteous too, he prepares for us a judgment.
所以这些背叛神。这些呢没有顺服上帝的百姓，神怎样来审判他们？
So he who rebel against God, what kind of judgment God will befall them?
神要让他们的罪成为他们自己的网罗。
So God will allow their sin become their own trap.
神要他们自己对神的不敬畏成为他们的基建。
They are also unfaithfulness to God become also their stumbling block.
大卫说他们的筵席成为他们的绊脚石，
and that's
成为他们的基建。
And their feast become their own trap and their own stumbling block.
也就是他们的庆祝他们的胜利，他们以为他们自己了不起的时候，他们就掉在自己的网罗的里面。
Was it at a time where they boast about their own festive, they fell in their own trap.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these people?
这些人不是没有上帝话语的。
Not are those without the word of God.
他们唯一的民族领受律法，领受上帝活泼的圣言。
So they are the only one who receive the living word of God.
那么这些活泼的圣言，这些上帝圣洁的律法，对他们产生什么果效？
So this holy old God, what kind of effect they have on them?
请注意，上帝的道有两方面的功用。
Pay attention, there are two kinds of this function of the word of God.
因为神的道如同两刃的利剑。
Because the word of God is like a two-edged sword.
上帝的道是没有一句话不带能力的。
Not a single word is without power.
而神的话语的能力有两方面的功效。
And there are two functions of the power of the word of God.
对顺从的人
，to those who obey,
产生救赎的能力。
It produces the power of salvation.
对不顺从的人
，to those who disobey.
产生绊倒人，使人受审判的能力。
It produces a stumbling block effect that people are judged by.
所以我们做传道的人。
So we are preachers.
有时候我们传道没有人接受。
Sometimes we preach and nobody listen.
没有人相信。
Nobody believe.
我们以为神没有能力。
We thought that God is powerless.
因为人听了你的话没有回应。
The people listen and never respond.
听了你的话没有悔改。
And having heard that word, never repent.
上帝说不是如此。
God said no.
我的话发出去，从来。没有突然还回。
My word spoken is never returning in vain.
雨雪自天而降。
It comes from heaven.
却滋润大地。
And also it nourishes the whole world.
我的话也是如此。
So is my word.
天离地恨的高。
How far the earth is from heaven.
我的道路，我的意念高过你们的道路，你们的意念。
So also my way, my mind is higher than the way in the mind.
我的话绝对不突然还。
My word will not return in vain.
所以以色列人领受了律法。
So the Israelites received the law.
他们可以明白上帝的公义、良善同圣洁。
They can understand the holiness, the righteousness, the goodness of God.
但是他们背叛律法的时候。
But they went rebels against the law.
他们就是背叛了上帝的公义、上帝的圣洁同上帝的良善。
And they are going against the goodness, the righteousness, and also the holiness of God.
那么这些人背叛上帝，等于上帝没有能力吗？
So these people went rebel against God, does it mean God is powerless?
不是的
，no。
那外邦人没有律法
，the Gentiles they are without the law。
所以他们受审判的时候
，so when they are being judged，
上帝不用律法审判他们
，God will not use the law to judge them。
但犹太人有律法
，the Jews have the law。
所以受审判的时候
，and when they are being judged，
上帝是用律法审判的。有律法的
，God will use the law to judge those with laws。
所以你清楚看见了
，so you see clearly。
神把圣言赐下来
，God has given a holy word，
不但成为他们的恩典
，not only become their grace，
也成为他们的审判
，also become their judgment。
所以我们领受主话语
，so we receive the word of God。
除非我们顺从神
，unless we are obedient to
Him。对神的话有适当、应当有的回应
，do the word of God must respond appropriately。
否则的话。
If not,
我们不接受神的话
when you don't receive his word,
不等于神的话没有能力
it doesn't mean that the word of God become powerless
相反的
is that word?
神的话成为审判我们的能力
God's word become the power to judge us
所以这件事告诉我们
so upon this we see,
神永远不从主动的地位变成被动的地位
God will not turn from activeness to passiveness
当你反对神的时候
when you go against God
你说我主动反对他他被我反对他是被动
you thought that I oppose God actively he is being passive to be opposed by me
你背叛神的时候
when you go against God
你不顺从神的时候
when you disobedient to him
神对保罗讲的一句话就适当用在我们的身上
God say a statement to Paul appropriately can be applied to us
你是用脚踢刺
You use your head, you use your leg to kick the thorn.
当你用脚踢刺的时候
When you use your leg to kick the thorn,
是 刺给你劈到，或者你给刺刺到。
Is it a thorn is being kicked or you are being hurt by the thorn?
你回答我。
Answer me.
啊，你被刺刺到，不一定要刺来刺你，你踢他，他就刺你了。
Because when you kick a thorn, you are being pricked by the thorn.
而且你踢的时候很大力，他就刺得特别深。
So the harder you kick, the more painful you are.
所以当你以为你反对神的时候，你是主动的。
So when you thought that when you oppose God, you are being active part.
神的主动就使你变成被动。
But then the active part of God turns you to be passive.
这是神的道与所有的理论不同的地方。
So that's the difference of God's word and other theories.
凡是听过神的道而背叛神的人，
he who have heard the word of God and oppose his word，
神要用他的道审判这些。
God then will use his word to judge his people。
主耶稣基督说，我再来的时候，
and Jesus said when I return，
我不是要审判这个世界。
I'm not going to judge the world。
我不是要审判这个世界。
I'm not going to judge the world。
耶稣基督到世界上来是要拯救这个世界。
Because he came to the world to save the world。
在末日的时候，
but when it lasts，
有审判这个世界。
There will be judgment of。
是什么呢？
What's that？
就是我曾经对面你们。讲过的话，
because the word has spoken to you in the past，
话要成为审判，
that word become the judgment。
这是记载的这个约翰福音第十二章最后一段的话语，
that's the last passage of John chapter 12。
所以这样的神的道就变成主动的审判，
so the word of God become the active judge。
这样的 你就了解又以赛亚蒙召的时候，
so then you understand that when Isaiah was being called，
上帝说的我可差遣神，
God said who can we send，
谁可以为我们去，
who can go for us，
他说主啊我在这里，
Lord I'm here，
请差遣我，
send me Lord。
接下去上帝对他说什么呢？
and then following God say，
我要差你去传，
I want to send you to preach，
传给谁呢？
preach to home，
传给那些听却听不明白的，
preach to those who hear never understand，
传给那些看却看不清楚，
those who see but never see clearly，
因为这些人心蒙自由，
because they are being bound by the fetters in the heart，
顽根不化，
they become hardened，
所以他们看也看不见，
they see with the eye without seeing，
听也听不清楚，
they hear without hearing，
免得他们回转过来我就医治他们，
lest that when they turn back I will heal them。
我相信很多基督徒读到那一段圣经，无论是以赛亚旧约或者是新约重新引用的时候，你都很难解释。
I believe that our people when they heard it from Isaiah or when they be quoted in New Testament very clear, difficult for you to interpret that。
神叫以色列叫以赛亚去传道，
God asked Isaiah to preach，
叫他传道没有果效，
to preach but there's no result。
神给人有机会听到，
God give us a opportunity to listen，
给人听了听不明白，
and you heard it you can never，
给人看了看不清，
see and never see。
神给那个人不悔改过来，
but this man never turned to God，
因为上帝免得他们转过来我就医治他们，
because God lest that they return。And I kill them。
所以这样上帝到底是不是要人回转过来？
So then is it truly that God want people to return？
上帝到底盼望不盼望罪人归回他？
Does God truly hope that the sinner turn to be？
如果以赛亚蒙差遣，
if the Isaiah is being sent
去传道，
to preach the word，
让人家听见了，
people heard，
为什么说不要听明白，不要看清楚，免得回转过来？
Why is that God said that they listen and never understand, they heard and never see? Why is that?
这是很大的奥秘。
That's a great mystery.
也就是说呢，除了真正蒙拣选的人，
truly to say that unless those are truly elected,
蒙得救，
we are saved,
蒙拣选，
be elected,
真正的赦罪的平安，
truly you have the forgiving peace,
其他的没有份。
Others are not there.
所以这样威严的上帝，
so such a solemn God，
是今天教会没有注意到的一件事。
It's something that does not pay attention to today.
我们常常以为上帝是很可怜的，天上一个孤孤单单老人家。
We thought that God is an old man who's so pitiful up there is so lonely.
只要人一悔改，他就高兴得不得了。
So when we return to him, he's so joyful.
我们什么时候回来，他都高兴得不得了。
So whenever we return, he was so joyful.
我所认知的神不是如此。
The God I understand is not this.
其实自我的神也不是这么。
The one who reveals himself is not such a God.
他竟然说有一些的人。
Is there some people?
我要叫他们看，
they will see，
看不清楚，
without seeing，
听，
hear，
听不明，
without listening，
免得他们悔改，
lest they return，
免得他们悔改，
lest they repent，
我就医治他们，
and then I'll heal them。
因为如果这些人回过头来的时候，
because when these people return，
神会怜悯他的，
God will have pity on them。
但到底是谁成了真正的主动的动力使人可以悔改？
But then who take the active force to, to return？
保罗讲一句话，
Paul's statement
就可以归纳这一些，
it can make conclusion of this。
反预定的永生的人就信了。
He who are elected will believe。
那些预定的永生的人。
Those are predestined to have the salvation。
Predestined to obtain the eternal life, they will believe。
那些预定的永生就能够相信。
这预定的永生人就信了。
So those who predestined to have the eternal life could believe.
那么那些不一定的永生人怎么样
？So those who are not predestined.
上帝任凭他们刚硬到底。
God will give them up to be hardened.
任凭他们顽梗抵挡。
Give them up to be hardened to oppose God.
任凭他们看也看不见，听也听不明。
To let them to listen and never heard, and also to listen and never see.
任凭他们走灭亡的道路，永远不回头。
So they walk in the way of perish and without returning.
往生阿米念派的人
，the Armenian,
或者普遍福音派的牧师
，or the common evangelicals,
他们都不讲这些圣经的。
They will not preach on these passages.
他们最喜欢讲，无论哪一个人信就得救，无论哪一个人求告主名就必得救。
They preach on whoever confess and call upon the name of God, they'll be saved.
一方面好像传讲圣经的信。
One accept the preach the word of God.
另外一方面，他们没有平衡的把上帝的道讲。
On the other hand, they never preach the word of God. Keep the balance.
结果他们没有建立神永恒的威严。
So they have not established the solemnness of eternity.
他只传讲个廉价的恩典。
Only bring a cheap grace.
上帝的大爱，上帝的恩典，好像便宜到只要谁要就可以随便拿。
So the love and the grace of God is so cheap, whoever who wants can have it.
上帝的话不是如此。
God's word is not such.
他说：“我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Whoever has mercy, I have mercy.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Whoever has pity, I pity.
所以这一段圣经告诉我们，除了蒙拣选的人以外
，So this passage about the preacher other than those who are elected.
这就除了蒙拣选的人，蒙受上帝恩典之。
Other than who are elected to have received the grace of God.
这些人是余数。
These people are remnant.
这些特别蒙恩的人
，especially that have the grace of God.
那么其他的人呢
？What are others?
就变得顽梗不化。
They become hardened.
那么这句话什么意思呢
？What do you mean hardened?
教会里有两种人
，two kind of people.
有一种听见神的话，他尊重
；one who heard the word, they obey.
他看得起
，when they see.
他把感到这是宝贵的恩典
，they esteem it as treasure.
反复思想
，so that.Ponder and ponder.
他就把神的话当作宝贝。
So they treasure the word of God.
天国好像一个女人。
The kingdom of God like a woman.
发现了珍珠宝贝以后。
He discovered a pearl and a treasure.
变卖一切。
She will sell all she has.
我要得着这个宝贝。
In order to have this pearl.
这种人是蒙恩的。
These kind of people are blessed.
但是还有一种人轻看神的恩典。
But there are people who despise the word of God.
藐视神给他的机会。
They despise the opportunity God has given to them.
把上帝的恩典当作平常。
So that this is very ordinary.
结果他越听到越刚硬。
So the more they listen, the more they harden.
越听到越无情。
The more they listen, they are without any compassion.
越听到对神越没有回应。
The more they listen, the less they respond.
这些人怎么样呢
What
上帝就让他们继续听永远听不明白
God will let them continue to listen but never understand
继续看永远看不清
Continue to see but never see clearly
他们一直活下去却不回头
They'll only continue without returning
免得他们都医治
Lest they be healed
这是很可怕的事
This is something serious
那么以色列人一而再再而三
So the Jews one and twice
抵挡神抵挡神抵挡神抵挡神抵挡神
Go against God Go against God Go against God
所以神最后就把他们丢弃了
So finally God discarded them
因为这些人中间呢
Because these people among them
多数人是轻看上帝
Most of them despise God
除了那些真正蒙拣选以外
Other than those who are truly elect
其他就让他们变成顽梗不化
And others will be hardened in the heart
所以我们再来看这一段的圣经
So when you read this passage
那你就很清楚看见
Then clearly you understand
我们大家一同来看
We'll see
一同来看第这个第七节的
Verse number 7 onwards
一二三这是怎么样呢以色列人所求的他们没有得着唯有某拣选的人得着了其余的人就成了顽梗不化的如经上所记上帝给他们昏迷的心眼睛不能看见耳朵不能听见直到今了大卫也说愿他们的筵席变得网罗变得基建变得绊脚石做他们的报应愿他们的眼睛分蒙不得看见你时常弯下他们的腰那我请大家回头看以赛亚书第六章
So I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 6
因为前面这一段就从以赛亚蒙召的那一天所记载下的话语
Because
这个引用出来
This passage is quoted from Isaiah who is being called by God Isaiah chapter 6
我从第六节读
Read from verse 6
到了第九节的时候到了第九节的你们去读有一撒拉夫飞到我眼前手里拿着红炭是用火剪 从堂下上取下来的，将炭沾了我的口，说看哪、啊、这炭沾了你的罪，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说我在这里，请差遣我。他说你去一同住，他说你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙自由，耳朵发沉，眼睛分明，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来变得一致。我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说这道城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地图极其荒凉，并且耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的地图很多，境内剩下的人若还有十分之一，也必被吞灭，像栗树、橡树随被砍伐，树墩子却仍存留，这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。你看这一个浮躁是何等凄凉的一些话语。
So this calling is the pity word that is used.
当主说谁可以为我们去呢？
Who can I send?
好像很可怜的人。
That is so pitiful.
他找不到人替他工作。
He cannot find someone to work for you.
你在说主啊，我在这里。
And I said, I'm here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
所以他就帮助上帝。
So he helping God.
上帝马上转口气了。
But turn it around.
你要叫他们听不见。
You let them hear and understand.
叫他们看不见。
You see what I see.
免得他们悔改过来。
Let's get return.
这样的到荒凉头，
所以是 people
百姓被迁到原地去，
所以 the people are moved to a faraway place，
到非常痛苦的日子
，coming to a pitiful day，
还没有看见复兴来了
，they cannot see the revival。
那么到底上帝要讲什么呢
？What is God to say here？
上帝要讲，我是施恩的上帝
，because I'm a God who gives grace，
我是任人刚硬下去的
，but I'm one who has people to be hardened。
因为这些人心蒙自由
，because these people are closed in their heart。
2700以前
，so this more than 2700 years ago，
没有人知道这件事情
，no one understands this。
就是心脏病发作是什么呢
？At the time。
就是心的旁边自由越来越多了
，because at the side of heart is a fractal，
心蒙自由
，the heart clouds，
肝蒙自由
，also the liver clouds，
现在的叫做 fatty liver，
so we have fatty liver，
有油包着的肝
，so there is a fat that surrounds the liver，
心脏旁边很多的油在那
，over the heart，
这个一个人对神的话到了这个地步的
，so when the people harden their word unto this，
就不能正常的感受主的
，so they cannot normally feel。
太多自由把它包起
来 because there's so many fat that's around it，
心蒙自由
so when I had to be grabbed by the fat，
耳朵发沉
and the
眼睛分明
also with the eyes，
这是灵性的三个病。
These are three spiritual illness。
心不容易受感动。
The heart cannot be touched。
眼不能看见异象。
The eye cannot see vision。
耳听不见上帝的声音。
Ear cannot。
为什么呢？做礼拜。
You come to the church。
听到。
Listen。
这个每一篇都一样。
But every
听来听去都一样。
You heard it same。
你说你今天听见上帝什么话吗
？What have you heard from God today? You ask。
他说从小都在听，你每篇都一样。
I heard it since I'm young. Every sermon is the same。
听不见的。
You cannot。
你说你看清楚神怎么引导吗
？Do you see how God guide you clearly？
你说。看来看去还不是一样，
谢谢谢谢，
所以你心蒙自由、
so、when the heart is
耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，见不到异象，听不见上帝的声音，想不清楚上帝的话，你怎么能蒙恩呢？当一个人把上帝的恩典看成这样平常
的 people deem the grace of God so common，
上帝就算了，
God said, never mind.
你不必回来了
you don't have to repent.
免得你回头就得到你
Let's say we return to him.
我要把你们丢掉了
I want to discard you.
把你们这个迁到远方去
I want to throw you to the faraway place.
当以赛亚讲这些话
When Isaiah said this statement,
这以色列人还没有发生什么事
Israel nothing happened to them yet.
所以他们以为先知总是讲这些话
So the prophets are saying this kind of words.
奇怪做传道又不讲一些人喜欢听的话，一天到晚讲坏话。
So you're preacher, why don't you preach something pleasing to us?
他们盼望先知讨他们的心。
They hope that prophet will please them.
先知只讨神的喜悦。
But prophet only please God.
以赛亚讲这些话的时候
，When Isaiah said this statement,
事情还没有发生
，Nothing happened.
但是后来怎么样呢
？What happened later on?
生事情真正发生的
things truly happen.
尼布加尼撒来，
尼布加尼撒给
把整个以色列把它消灭掉了，
destroy the whole Israel，
把耶路撒冷把它烧掉了，
Jerusalem was burned，
圣殿被大火烧掉了，
the temple was burned。
人家又问，
you ask，
上帝在哪？
Where's God？
地上只有一个城有上帝的殿。
Upon the earth, there's only one city with the temple of God.
只有一个殿是耶和华的圣殿。
With only one temple, which is called the Jehovah.
耶和华在他的殿中。
Jehovah in his temple.
如今耶和华的殿被火烧的是上帝在。
But now Jehovah's temple is being burned. Where is Jehovah?
好，以赛亚先讲的。
Isaiah preached the first.
我要把这个百姓迁到远方去。
I will throw this people to faraway place.
以色列从来没这个思想。
The Israel never thought of that.
他们指的这是上帝应许之地。
They call the promised land of God.
这是流奶与蜜之地。
A place with the milk and honey.
上帝赐给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各应许的迦南美地。
The clean and beautiful land God has promised to Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham.
我们住在这里。
We are dwelling here.
上帝永远赐给我们基业。
Forever God has given it to the inheritance.
我们在锡安山建上帝的殿。
In Mount Zion, we build the temple of God.
殿是神与我们同在的记号。
And also is a sign that God is with us.
我们是神的子民。
We are the people of God.
我们住在神所赐给我们的地。
We join the land given by God to us.
上帝对以赛亚说，
God told Isaiah,
我要把他们迁到远方。
I will move them to faraway place.
他们没这样。
They never thought of that.
以赛亚以后，
after Isaiah,
另外一个先知，
another prophet,
就是耶利米的，
Jeremiah,
耶利米讲得更清楚。
Jeremiah even more clearly.
耶利米说：“你们不要说，
don't say,
这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。”
Jehovah's temple, Jehovah's temple, Jehovah's temple.
三次。
Three times.
这已经暗示三位一体上帝的圣殿。
Only about to prophesize that the triune God.
这是耶和华的殿。
Jehovah's temple.
这是耶和华的殿。
Jehovah's temple.
这是耶和华的殿。
This is Jehovah's temple.
实实在告诉你。
Truly I tell you.
这个殿要被焚烧。
This will be put to ashes.
哦，他们恨死耶利米讲这个话。
They hate this statement coming from Jeremiah.
抓起来。
And cut off him.
你这个先知跟别的先知不一样。
You are different from other prophets.
你专讲坏话。
You preach bad messages.
不讲吉祥的话，
and not good things.
所以把他丢在井里面，
so throw him to the well.
给他几十天在里面受苦，
so tens of days he suffered that.
耶利米已经是一个年老的先知，
Jeremiah was an old prophet.
被丢在枯井里面，
but throw in the dry well.
跟那些昆虫跟那些动物混在一起，
together with insects and animals who live there.
他们给他凌辱，
they would put him to shame.
使他受苦，
so he suffered.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他竟然讲一句话，耶和华如此说，巴比伦必得胜你们，要把你们的圣城烧掉。
所以我 burn the holy city。
哇，他们说你这个先知没有鼓动我们士气激昂我们这个奋斗的心。
So you as a prophet never stir a morale。
你把冷水浇在我们的身上。
You pour cold water upon us。
你又对我们说，上帝要把以色列的殿，这个圣殿的交给外邦。
And you say that God will put this this temple to the Gentiles.
后来怎么样呢？
What happened later on?
真先知讲的话一定要成就。
The true prophet will preach something will fulfill.
因为神绝对不使真正的仆人受最大的羞辱。
Because God will not put the shame his true servant.
所以结果怎么办呢？
So what happened later on?
尼布加尼撒，
尼布加尼撒
到了以色列中间，
when they come to the Israelites,
他们放火烧圣殿，
and they burn the temple.
这些人说怎么可能？ How? 上帝怎么许可他的殿被人家烧了？
How is it possible God allow his temple to be burned?
上帝说，
God say,
我早就用以赛亚对你们说，
I've already used Isaiah to preach,
要把你们迁到远方，
I'll move you to a faraway place.
就是耶利米对你们说，
Jeremiah told you to,
你们被掳要七十年才能回来，
You're captured for 70 years before you return.
先知但以理的时候，
When it comes to Daniel,
他就是被掳的那一辈的年轻人，
And he belonged to the captured group,
对不对啊？所以但以理被掳去了，
Daniel was been captured.
尼布加尼撒把这个以色列中的最聪明的人都把他拿去，
The best and more intelligent were captured by Nebuchadnezzar.
那么留下多少呢？
Now how much left?
这一段圣经说，如果留下的有十分之一，
If there's a tenth that remains,
也必被吞灭，
and they'll be put away.
这表示整个以色列民族要受大的灾难，
Which is the great disaster coming from Israel.
所以以色列人，
The Israelites,
有律法，
And they have law,
轻看律法，
They despise the law.
有先知，
They have the prophets,
逼迫先知，
They persecute the
prophets. 有耶稣基督，
With Jesus Christ,
并他在十字架，
Nailed on the cross.
讲比拉多三次说，
When Pontius Pilate three times said,
我查不出这个人有什么罪。
I cannot only find fault with him.
他们说，定 钉他十字架。
Put him on the cross.
钉他十字架。
Put him on the cross.
如果你不钉他十字架，
If you don't crucify him,
你就不是该杀的忠臣。
You are not a good servant of Caesar.
比拉多，今天我可以有权柄释放一个囚犯。
Pilate said, "Today I can release a criminal."
你要我释放这个犹太人的王？
Do you want to release the king of the Jews?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
要我释放巴拉巴的。
Or Barnabas.
他们说什么？
What did they say?
巴拉巴，巴拉巴。
Barnabas.
要把耶稣钉十字架。如果你不把耶稣钉十字架，
If you don't crucify Jesus,
你就是背叛该杀。
You rebel against Caesar.
你看犹太人恨上帝的儿子到这个地步。
So they hate the Son of God in such a state.
这就应验了上帝借着以赛亚先知所讲的话。
Only but to fulfill what Isaiah has said.
他们顽梗不化。
They were so hardened.
他们见却见不到。
They see without seeing.
他们听却听不明。
They listen without listening.
免得他们悔改过来。
Let them return.
我就医治他们。
I'll heal them.
他们说流这个人的血。
So the one who shed the blood.
罪归给我们。
Sin come to us.
跟我们的子子孙孙的事。
And our next generation to come.
犹太人所讲的最可怕的话就是这一句。
This most terrible statement coming from the Jews.
比拉多是外邦人，
Pontius Pilate is a Gentile.
他还不敢随便流无辜之人的血。
He did not shed the blood of innocent.
所以他用水洗手的时候，
So when he washed the hand with the water,
他说流这个人的血罪不在我身上。
He said the shedding of the blood of these people is the sins of me.
犹太人说什么呢？
But did you say
流这个人的血，
the shedding of blood
罪归给我们跟我们的子孙的身上。
The sin comes to us and our generation to come.
就这样。
And then,
耶稣钉十字架以后，
After Jesus was crucified,
主后七十年，
and 70 AD,
西律王比原来所罗门所建更大的殿再次被罗马的提多将军用火把它烧掉。
This temple built by Herod was greater than the temple built by Solomon burned by Titus.
从主后七十年开始，
and after since this temple,
没有一个祭司能够在圣殿里面献祭。
No single priest can make offering in the temple.
祭司变得没有用了。
So there's uselessness with the priest.
那么犹太人从前罪的赦免，因为祭司为他们献赎罪。
So the Jews for their sins to be forgiven because the priest made offering.
祭司为他们宣布赦免的赦罪的恩典。
And to proclaim the grace of forgiveness.
现在圣殿没有了。
Now there's no temple.
献祭的事情没有了。
There's no sacrifice.
赦罪的恩典没有人宣布。
There's no grace of forgiveness.
那么犹太人罪在哪里？
And where is sin of the Jews?
没有的赦免。
Never
永远停留在他们身
上。Forever it dwell with them.
应验了他们所讲的话。
Fulfill what they said.
流这人的血。
The sin, the blood of.
罪归给我们。
The sin come to us.
以我们的子子孙孙。
And our descendants come.
就将犹太人失去他们的国家。
So when they left their home.
2000年变成亡国。
For 2000 years, their home had been demolished.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。So my dear brothers and sisters.
犹太人变成亡国奴的时候。
The Jew when defeated.
那里的神失败了。
He said God has failed.
神的殿被烧掉。
God's temple is burned.
神的恩典没有。
God's grace, nobody can.
神的律法被犹太人拒绝。
The laws didn't reject them as Jews.
基督把圣经告诉我们不是如此。
But the passage says not.
上帝就借着犹太人被拒绝。
Through the Israelites they rejected.
就把恩典临到外邦人的。
But the grace now before the Gentiles.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这样我们今天可以领受恩典。
So today we can receive this grace.
我们成为基督徒。
Become a Christian.
我们的罪得着赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
不是根据圣殿里面祭司。献祭的制度。
Now according to the system of the priest offering, make offering in the temple.
那是根据耶稣基督在十字架上所流的宝血洗净我们。
But based on the blood shed by Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以主后七十年。
The 70 AD.
献祭制度停止以前。
Before the sacrificial system ceased.
在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候。
At the time when Jesus was put on the cross.
宝血流出来已经为外族。为全世界的人类预备的救恩。
When the precious blood of Jesus was shed, it prepared salvation for all the world.
那么彼得、雅各、约翰这十二个门徒，
So Peter and Jacob and John, these 12 the apostles,
原是被拣选在以色列中间传道的。
They've been elected to preach among the Israelites.
等到耶稣升天以后呢，
But after ascension of Jesus Christ,
以色列在耶路撒冷受逼迫。
In Jerusalem, they've been persecuted.
这些基督徒受祭司的逼迫。
So they were persecuted by the priests.
他们就跑到这个撒玛利亚，这
里是普鲁斯的撒玛利亚，
福音就从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，有圣灵的能力与他们同在做见证。
So to be empowered, who is the bear witness from Jerusalem to Judea until the end of the earth?
那么犹太人在犹太全地分开了。
So the Jew being dispersed to Judea,
受逼迫就到撒玛利亚。
Persecuted, they went to Judea.
又怎么样到外邦那里去？
And how did they go to the Gentiles?
他们的学问。
their knowledge，
他们的语言
their language，
都没有办法到全世界各地去。
Would help them to, would not help them to preach the word。
上帝的儿子耶稣从天降临。
But when the Son of God come from heaven to earth，
特别呼召一个叫做保罗的人。
And especially call a person called Paul。
你们都知道这个事情。
You know this？
保罗蒙召的时候
，Paul when he was being called，
主耶稣说。
Jesus said，
我差派你
I send you
做外邦人的使徒
to be the apostle of the Gentiles。
所以这是保罗最特别的一个地方。
So this is the most special thing about Paul。
保罗受最高深的教
育。 Paul has the most learned。
保罗明白犹太的律法。
He understands the law of the Jews。
他们撒玛利亚门下受严格的法利赛人的训练。
He was trained in this Pharisee system under Gamaliel。
甚至保罗有资格进到 Sanhedrin犹太议会里面做议员。
He was qualified to become a member of the Sanhedrin。
但是保罗不是一个普通的犹太人。
But Paul is not an ordinary Jew。
他是生在大树。
He was born in Tarsus。
是讲希腊文的地方。
A place that talk in Greek。
他是研究希腊哲学的。
And study Greek philosophy。
所以犹太文化也了解。
He understands that this Hebrew that he
希腊哲学也明白。
And understand Greek philosophy。
所以在亚留巴古的时候
，In Areopagus，
保罗就直接对史多亚派、对以比古勒派。两派的哲学家辩论希腊的哲学的问题。
To the philosophers of the Stoic and Epicurean, he debated about the philosophy of the Greeks.
这样神就预备保罗把福音从犹太传到外邦。
So then God has prepared Paul to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以保罗对于外邦人得救的事情是特别敏感。
So to the Gentile who is to be saved, Paul is very sensitive.
他最先把福音传到腓立比。
He first preached to Philippi.
腓立比是第一个亚洲以外。欧洲的第一个教会
Philippi is the first church in Europe outside of Asia。
那么哥林多
Corinthian
还有这个到甚至到马其顿
Corinthian Macedonia
西班牙
and Spain
都愿意去
he was willing to
到罗马屡次定义去
and also
要在外邦人中间结果子
and barefoot among the Gentiles。
像保罗是外邦的使徒
so Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles。
所以他特别提到这个事情
so especially mention about this
我知道上帝是不是弃绝以色列人呢
？I know when God rejected the Israelites。
好像是的。
It looks like it is。
其实不是。
Actually not。
上帝暂时从以色列中间把恩典分到外邦那里。
Temporarily, God has given the grace to the Gentiles。
那么外邦人可以骄傲起来吗
？The Gentiles can even boast。
我现在蒙恩了。
I have grace。
我已经得着上帝的救恩了。
I have the salvation of God。
保罗说：“你不要骄傲。
”Also, don't be proud。
因为你这个外邦人
，Because you are the Gentiles。
你是因为犹太人被弃绝以后把你接上去。
It is after the Jews have been rejected, then they have been grafted.
所以你要记得，
you must remember,
你是建在旧的这个树干的根的上面。
You are being grafted on this stump of the old root.
不是你托住这个树根。
Not you support this root.
是这个树根，这个树干托住你。
The root, the stump that support you.
所以这样就给我们看见一个很矛盾的现象。
So we see a paradoxical situation.
外邦领受福音的时期。
So at the period when the Gentiles received the grace,
也就是犹太以色列被弃绝的一段的时
间。It is a time whereby the Jews are being rejected.
这段的时期是永远的吗
？Would this be last everlasting?
是不是上帝永永远远丢掉犹太人
？Forever they're going to reject the Jews?
不是的
，No.
上帝是不是从此不顾念他的百姓
？Henceforth, would God then discuss his people?
不是
，No.
犹太中间有
among the Jews
有余种。
There'll be remnants.
余种
remnants.
余种
remnants.
余种
remnants.
这是全本圣经的很重要的一个名词。
It's a very important terminology of the whole Bible.
在挪亚的时代
，At the time of Noah,
全世界被消灭的时候
，When the whole world is destroyed,
挪亚一家他三个孩子三个妻妇这八个人在方舟里面是余种。
The eight people in the Ark of Noah is a remnant.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 my dear brothers and sisters,
这是余种保留下。
This remnant is being kept.
我要在上帝永远的旨意里面有份。
So they have a share in the eternal plan of God.
这是很重要的。
It's important.
那么上帝把外邦人带到恩典里面的时候
，So when God has brought the Gentiles into His grace,
不等于上帝要把以色列完全灭绝。
It doesn't mean that God will totally reject His people.
因为以色列人中间有余种
，Because among the Israelites there's a remnant.
知道有一天
，One day will come.
外邦的数目得救的人数满足以后
，When the number of the Gentiles who is saved is fulfilled,
上帝顾念他同以色列人所立的约。
God then would take care of the covenant He has made with His people.
还有回头拯救以色列家的人。
They now return to save the home of Israel.
是他们得救。
So that they be saved.
所以现在的教会时期。
So this is church period now.
是什么时期呢
？What period is that?
你看世界各国都有人信耶稣基督。
Because in the world of in the nation world, everybody believe. A lot of people believe. I'm sorry.
So many people in all nations believe in Jesus Christ.
So many people in all nations believe in Jesus Christ.
我们是因为基督恩典临到外邦。
We because of grace of God has come to the Gentiles.
基督是从犹太人在一个民族里面赐下来的。
But then Christ given through this race called Jews.
那么我们借着基督蒙恩。
So through Christ we have the salvation.
那犹太民族自己怎么样呢
？So what happened to the Jews then?
被丢弃吗
？They've been discarded.
就是这个问题。
That's the problem.
所以保罗谈到第十一章的时候。
Oh, when Paul talked about
犹太外邦的问题。
You talk about the problem of Jews, Gentiles, Gentiles and Jews.
那为什么保罗特别谈这个问题呢
？Why Paul especially discussed this?
因为他是犹太人。
Because he's a Jew.
但是他是外邦的使徒。
But he's the apostle of the Gentiles.
你注意在使徒行传里面。
So pay attention to the book Acts.
每一次保罗到一个地方。
Every time when Paul goes to a place,
他一定先进犹太人的会堂。
He first entered the synagogue.
在会堂里面。
In the synagogue.
证明耶稣是基督。
To testify that Christ is Messiah.
犹太人在会堂听他讲道以后。
In the synagogue after the Jews have heard him.
有接受的吗
？Are they people who accept?
有。
Yes.
有拒绝的吗
？Are they those who reject?
也有。
Yes.
你在使徒行传最后几章里面。
So in the last few chapters of Acts.
你看见保罗的最后两年住在罗马。
You see the last 2 years of the life of Paul, he dwelt in Rome.
被监禁起来。
And also he was captured.
但是他自己用自己的钱租了一个房子。
But he used his own money to rent a house.
罗马就派兵看守他。
So the Romans sent soldiers to encircle him.
监督他。
To check on him.
看他每天见什么人穿什么道。
And see who come to him and what really preach.
那保罗还是照样继续不断对犹太人证明上帝，耶稣是上帝。
Who continue to testify to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ?
那使徒行传说什么呢
？Then what did this act say?
那是犹太人。
Those Jews
有信的
，those who believe
有不信的
，those who do not.
Some who believe and some who do not believe.
有信的，有不信的。
保罗就把犹太人分成两半。
Paul then has divided the Jews into two separate groups and two halves.
这两半是谁呢
？What are these two halves?
那真正的选民。
The true elect,
他们就信
they believe.
其他的
others,
变成顽根不化
become hardened.
直到今天
until today,
犹太人多数不信耶稣。
Most of the Jews do not believe.
他们绝对不愿意接受耶稣是基督。
And actually do not receive Christ Jesus as a Messiah, but as Messiah.
犹太人中有没有信的呢
？Among the Jews, those who do not believe,
也有。
Oh yes, those who believe.
我29年前第一次到美国去讲道的时候。
29 years ago, when the first time I went to the state to preach.
我们在小组讨论基督论的事情。
In a small group, we discussed Christology.
就有一个人。
There was one.
我们问他你是哪一个人？你是哪一国的人？你是哪一省的人
？We asked him from this nation, come from which province did you come?
他说的我是犹太人。
He's a Jew.
犹太人怎么参加基督教的这个退休会
？How come he come to Christian retreat? Why?
怎么跟我一同讨论基督论的问题呢
？And discuss with us Christology.
他说 And, 我是犹太人中间最少最少的那一些信耶稣是基督的。
He said, I am among the Jews who believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior.
叫做 Jewish for Jesus movement.
那个有一个犹太人的运动，犹太归主运动。的人传的
犹太归基督的运动
The Jewish for Christ movement
今天99%的犹太人
Today more than 99% of Jews
不相信耶稣是基督
They do not believe that Jesus is Christ
不相信耶稣是弥赛亚
They don't believe he is Messiah
这是被神给丢弃的那些
So this people is cut by God
他们是顽根不化的
But those who are hardened Jews
还有余种
But there's a remnant
真正蒙拣选的
Those who truly are elected by God
他们相信耶稣是基督
They believe in Jesus as Christ
这些人
These people
也成为新时代来临以前的一个预备
They become the preparation for the new age to come
哎，我们回头再来看
So when we turn back to read the scripture
罗马书第十一章
Romans chapter 11
我们大家一同来读
We're going to read together
第十一节到第十二节先读一二三我且说他们是叫是要他们跌倒吗断乎不是反倒因他们的过失救恩便临到外邦人要激动他们发奋若他们的过失为天下的富足
他们的切法为外邦人的出俗，何况他们的丰满呢？
犹太人拒绝主以后，上帝就把救恩带到外邦的那里。
God then had brought the salvation to the Gentiles.
那外邦的蒙受恩典以后呢？
So after the Gentiles had received the grace,
上帝要使犹太人因此发喷。
And God wanted the Jews to be envious.
他们发愤起来。
When they envious,
他愤怒起来。
When they got angry,
为什么竟然外邦的蒙上帝恩典呢？
How come these Gentiles have the grace of God?
那么真的有很多犹太人因此就觉悟就发愤吗？
And would many of the Jews because of that become envious?
没有。
No.
所以要等到一个时间。
You wait until a certain time.
那保罗很清楚看到这一点。
Paul really clearly sees this point here.
这个绝对不是政治家看见的。
Absolutely is not something that politicians will see.
这个绝对不是军事家看见
的。Another military will see.
这个绝对不是罗马帝国那些最重要的政要人员可以知道的。
Another important politician or Roman Empire will see this point.
这是神自己的安排。
It is God's own plan.
所以保罗怎么样讲呢？
How did he say?
对你们外邦人，
I tell you Gentiles,
说这个话。
Say this.
因我是外邦人的使徒
，because I am the apostle to the Gentiles，
敬重我的这份
，so I honor my position。
这句话不从彼得口中讲
，it doesn't come from Peter's statement。
这句话不从雅各的手中
，not from James，
不从约翰的手中讲
，not from John，
是单从保罗的口中讲
，only coming from Paul。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为上帝拣选保罗作为外邦人的使徒
，because God has chosen the Paul to be the apostle of the Gentiles。
所以保罗的心切。愿意外邦人归向耶稣基督。
Paul so is so eager for the Gentiles to return to Christ. 但
他清楚知道，你们这些外邦人归向主。
But clearly, you Gentiles to return to Christ.
不是因为你比犹太人好。
Not because you're better than Jews.
是因为犹太人轻看神恩典才轮到你们。
But because you despise the grace of God and grace now come to you.
那如果你们骄傲
，If you were to be proud,
你们又轻看犹太人
，And you despise the Jews,
那你们就很危险。
Then you are really dangerous.
外邦的使徒
I'm the apostle of the Jews,
对外邦的有特别的责任感 特别的敏感
special sensitivity,
所以他讲的话不是彼得雅各约翰的舌头讲出来
so it is not something that is spoken by Peter or James.
我对你们外邦人说这话
you as a Gentile, I speak to you in such manner,
我是外邦人的使徒
because I'm the apostle of the Gentiles.
所以我敬重我的这份
so I honor my position.
这样或者可以激动我骨肉之亲
Maybe can arouse the envy coming from my own kinsmen.
好救他们一些。
So that I can save some of them.
我做一个简单的比喻。
To make a simple illustration.
如果你
If you
在中国人中间传福音
preaching among the Chinese.
传
preach.
传的一生一世他还拜关公不要拜。
Preach a whole generation but never they worship God.
后来上帝把你带到非洲去。
But then God brought you to Africa.
你一传非洲人都信主。
You preach the Africans start to believe.
那你心里说为什么我的中国人不信变成非洲人信
You say why not the Chinese to believe?Africans believe.
为什么我们中国人不信，变成非洲人信？
Why some of the Chinese believe, but Africans believe?
非洲人听我讲一次，道就信了。
The African listen to me once, they believe.
我自己的同胞听了几十次都不信。
From my own people, had listened so many times, they never believe.
你心里又爱同胞，
so you love your kinsmen.
又有外邦使徒的身份，
but you have the position as apostle of the
Gentiles. 所以外邦归主，你很高兴。
So for the Gentiles to believe in God, you are joyful.
但自己同胞不信主，你很悲观。
But your own people do not believe, they are so sad.
那您明白这个事吗？
So you understand this.
这就是保罗的情形。
This is a hard pull.
所以他一面是外邦人使徒。
On the one hand, is apostle to the Gentiles.
一面他有骨肉之亲是犹太人。
Why the kinsmen who are Jews?
所以说我为你们外邦人说这个话。
Do you the Gentiles speak this?
因为我是外邦人的使徒。
Because I'm the apostle to the Gentiles.
所以敬重我的这份。
So I honor my ministry.
我或者可以激动我骨肉之亲。
Maybe I make envious my own kinsmen.
使他们可以有一些人得救。
So some may then receive.
上帝现在丢弃他们。
So God has rejected them.
天下的人已足和好了。
So that people who are reconciled to God.
但是
But then,
有一天上帝挽回过来把他们拯救的时候
When they can God return to save their own people.
那么全世界怎么样欢乐呢？
The whole world now how would rejoice?
保罗一面传福音给外邦人。
On one hand, Paul preached to the Gentiles.
一面在等候一件事。
One hand he was waiting for one.
等候什么事呢？
What?
等候以色列归主的那一天。
Waiting for the Jews to return.
等到他死。
When he died.
来到没有？
Has he come?
没有。
No.
等了几代。
How many generations had you waited?
来到没有？
Has he come?
没有。
No.
等了2000年以后的今天。
After the Jews到耶稣耶稣们之间？
犹太贵族吗
？Has the Jews returned？
没有。
No。
法国、德国、英国、美国、马来西亚、印尼、中国、越南各地的人贵族。
And the people of many nations return to God。
以色列不贵族。
But Israel not。
而且有一天
，and one day，
以色列为万民所恨恶。
The Israel will be hated by all generations。
这是圣经的话。
This is the word of God。
今天越来越鲜明了。
Today is clear and clear now。
直到最后的时候
，when it comes to the last time，
神给他们一次的机会。
God gave one opportunity。
要是以色列全家得救。
So the whole home of Israel will turn。
那么那一天什么时候呢
？When is that day？
我们不知道。
Nobody knows。
我们知道世界历史就正向那一个方向走过去。
We know the history of world pushing to that goal。
这是一件很危险的事情。
This is something we saw dangerous.
犹太人从来没有看见。
The Jews never see.
他们定耶稣基督以后
，After they crucified Jesus，
到今天他们在危险的道路中。
And today they are in a dangerous position.
全世界也不知道。
The whole day doesn't know. The whole world doesn't know.
那一天什么时候来到
？When would that day come？
但这一张圣经保罗讲到。
But this passage Paul said this banner.
有一天
，One day，
犹太人要归主。
The Jews shall return.
我们这些外邦人蒙恩得救的。
So we Gentiles were saved.
我们不要骄傲。
Do not be proud because of that.
我们不要轻看犹太人。
Do not also despise the Jews.
我们要为犹太人祷告。
We must pray also for the Jews.
我们要努力为他们祷告。
Also pray very hard for the sake of the Jews.
甚至有机会，我们要传福音给他们。
And even if we have the opportunity, we must preach them.
虽然他们一定是晚根不化，很难讲。
Even though we know that they are hardening their heart.
但是世界的历史。
But the history of the world.
这样的状况下去。
In this kind of situation, you continue.
当保罗写这些话的时候。
When Paul when he wrote this book of Romans.
那是差不多两千年以前的事。
About something that happened 2000 years.
今天的世界更看清楚。
But today in the world we see clearer.
全世界站在以色列一边的是谁呢？
The whole world who is the one who stands beside the Jews.
现在除了美国以外，差不多都没有。
Other than America, we don't see anything that stands beside the Jews.
那美国站在犹太人一边得到什么好处呢？
Then what kind of problem does America have when they stand beside the Jews?
全世界恨恶以色列，也有恨恶美国。
So the whole world will hate the Jews and also will hate the Americans.
哦，美国中间有一些人。
And among the Americans, there are some people.
他们知道
，they know.
犹太人还是上帝肉身的选民。
This the Jews is still the elect of God in flesh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters,
肉身的选民
，the flesh elect.
不过是预表性
，it's not a prefiguration.
是犹太人中间
，so among the Jews,
唯有那些真正蒙拣选的
，only truly who are elect.
他们蒙恩
，They will have a grace。
正像今天教会里面
，Like the church today，
有许多好像很懂得听到从小信主的人。
A lot of people since young as if they know how to listen to the word of God。
他们常常就是那些看却看不明白，听永远听不清楚，心蒙只有眼目分发。耳朵发生的。
But they are like those who listen and never understand to see and never see. Their heart being closed by the fact and they harden their heart.
除了真正蒙拣选的百姓的救恩。
Other than the people who are to elect will be saved.
其他变成顽梗不化。
Other people become hardened.
我每次谈到这些。
Every time I preach on this,
想到这样的经文。
When I talk this kind of passages,
我心中真正惧怕。
My heart trembles.
我求主赦免我。
I pray to God to forgive us.
求主保守我们。
Let God to keep us.
给我们不要一不谨慎就变成顽梗不化的那。
Lest that we not careful become hardened in our heart.
让我们常常存一个愿意受教的心，领受主的话。
So that with a teachable heart, we want to receive the word of God.
常常用清洁的心、清心的人看见上帝的意。
With a clean heart, also we want to see God.
用受教谦卑的耳朵领受主的话。
With a teachable and humble ear, we want to listen to the word of God.
神的话在我们身上。继续产生更新拯救使我们继续变化的能力
So the word of God of course become a renewing power of us so that we continue to believe in him
愿上帝保守我们
May God keep us
与我们同在
Be with us
我们大家站起来
Let us all rise